Where has summer gone? I mean, we're a third of the way through August. I'm already dreading the arrival of Hattie Mums down to the A&P, which should be in a week or so. Mums in September are a nice burst of color. In August, they make me feel the same way I do when I see Christmas decorations in October. It's unnatural and unsettling. Anywho, be here now, right? Enjoy summer to the fullest. Drink in the smell of summer sweet and fresh mown grass. Feast on the color all round, rose mallow, black-eyed Susans, rose of Sharon. Enjoy time outside with friends. Grill meat, eat corn on the cob and watermelon. Figure out what to do with way more zucchini than you need. Wish once again they had punch cards at the Dairy Queen. You know, buy 10 peanut butter parfaits, get one free. A girl can dream. I mentioned a couple of weeks ago how Charlie calls those perfect summer days in Maine a bluebird of a day. I remembered he wrote a poem about it 4 years ago now. Since I can barely remember what I was doing last week, and I hope I'm not alone, I thought I'd share it with you once again. This one's a keeper. Charlie, too. A bluebird of a day. From the western hills last night, a rumbling did come. The rain we've needed finally fell. We closed the window some. By morning, all that humid air had up and blown away and left us with a perfect little bluebird of a day. Cranky old Simone Roberge came out to fetch the mail. The woman's about as cheerful as a bunch of wilted kale. But a scamp and I were walking by, I swear I heard her say, "Mornin', Charlie, ain't it just a bluebird of a day?" I drove to work, my window down, and when I reached the square, the busy bee was hoppin', there was bacon in the air. For once my station came in good, I love the stuff they play. The signal don't crap out when it's a bluebird of a day. At lunch, the boys at work and I ate underneath a tree, and all of us could hardly wait for it to get to 3. I'd half a mind to mow the lawn, but hammocks have a way of sort of luring you astray on such a bluebird of a day. Dinner done, we sat outside and listened kind of rapt to owls call and all of them mosquitoes getting zapped. Tonight, I'm betting both of us will probably sleep okay. No pollen dust. Oh, weren't it just a bluebird of a day? Huh. That was such a happy poem before, but now it makes me kind of wistful for those simpler times. Looking back, I realize I didn't always appreciate them the way I should have. There must be a lesson in there, right? That's it for now. Stay safe and catch you on the flip side.